The Real Rock Report. Replay. Powered by Pub 815.
The soap opera continues. Another former member of Slipknot. He's pouring more fuel onto the already fiery relationship between the band and its recently fired percussionist, Chris Finn, who's suing them for unfair compensation. This guy is siding with Finn. Donnie Steele, one of the band's original guitarists. He left before their debut album was recorded, but rejoined a few years later following bassist Paul Gray's death. That was 2010. He told Alternative Press, or at least Alternative Press's reporting, that post this weekend showed up on Slipknot's Reddit page featuring what appeared to be a screenshot of a Facebook post by Steele that has since been deleted. Now, what he wrote was, quote, LOL, don't blame him. Responding to a fan who asked if he was referring to Finn, Steele let loose with this barrage of, quote, nobody likes to get lied to and ripped off. I know firsthand. He followed that by adding, quote, most of them can't write. In the 3 years I toured with them, I actually spent more time in writing sessions and in the studio than I did on the road.
Wow.
All done and behind other members' backs. That's how they roll.
Wow.
When
That'd
you
be
say
fighting words.
When you say percussionist, do you mean, is he the guy who played the garbage can on stage?
Number three, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Chris Finn. That's the one who's suing them. Yeah, that he was just kicked out of the band. That's who's suing them. Yeah. It's murky. It's dirty. It's probably not going to get any better before it's over, but that it is what it is with Slipknot right now. Bon Jovi is working on a new album, according to a Russian interview that John did for their upcoming show in Moscow. He's got 23 new song ideas that are really only, quote, bad recordings on his phone. Apparently, he likes to record everything that he comes up with into his phone and just later on see what sticks.
Huh.
Yeah, they have a bunch of dates lined up for this summer. All are overseas so far, though. And the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation in New York has confirmed that every artist being inducted, except for a few members of Radiohead, will be on hand at the Barclays Center for the induction ceremony in Brooklyn on the 29th. Now, while they didn't say for sure who was going to perform and who won't perform, I wouldn't expect any kind of performance out of Radiohead because Tom York, their frontman, has a prior commitment. He will not be at the show, and it's going to make it kind of tough for that band to sound as whiny and boring as they usually do without their frontman. And it's only the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so we'll get him on the next one, I guess. That's your Real Rock Report.
The Real Rock Report, powered by Pub 815. We live here, we play here. Hear it live on the Morning X, weekdays at 9:45. And catch the replay at 1:45, 5:45, and 9:45 p.m. on 104.9 The X. The State Line's Rock Station.